on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Do you know, particularly if you're a parent with young children, this is pretty terrifying. Of course, every day on the program we hear about these big numbers of homes broken into, cars stolen, homes violated. That really is, particularly if you're parents with children, particularly if you're female, and particularly, of course, if you're elderly, you feel so vulnerable because these creeps that are breaking into homes in big numbers every night now are getting away scot-free if they happen to be under 18. They're virtually recycled immediately. What do? They just go out there and just another, you know, notch of achievement for these creeps. They're everywhere making life a misery for us in far north Queensland. You look at the figures out of Brisbane and we are much worse. I'll get to that a little bit later on. I want to read this story. It was tucked away in the Saturday Cairns Post under the heading "Bike Theft Stuns Dad." A far north father has called for local politicians to demonstrate more empathy towards citizens living in fear, as the lives of his sons were threatened by, quote, brazen thieves. This is Wednesday, last week, Wednesday night. Darren Halpin's two sons, aged 13 and 15, and their two friends were having a casual kick of a footy at Endeavour Park. Manunda, their bicycles were lying on the ground 20 metres away. Mr. Halpin said a group of six teenagers approached the bicycles from across the field, mounted them and rode back past his sons and their friends. As they rode past, Mr. Halpin said, the thieves flashed the knife, screwdriver and wrench in his sons' faces and threatened them to not try and take the bikes back. Scooter was stolen as well, Mr. Halpin said. The thieves then rode south towards Anderson Street on the stolen bikes, two of which were electric, valued at $4,000 to $5,000 each now. Mr. Halpin said the increasing prevalence of armed robbery in Cairns absolutely makes him feel like he's living in another country. We talked about this before. This is a new fad, would you believe? Go back 5 years or 6 years when that kid held a knife up at the elderly gentleman going home with his six-pack and took his six-pack off him. Everyone said, oh, that's a kid with a knife, my God. Now it's rare to find a kid without a knife involved in crime. It's just the new fad. Now it's just as likely that little criminal will be a female as it will be a male. It is just horrendous. And what has happened to strike back against this so-called fad? Absolutely nothing. It's a disgrace that we can have authorities just looking the other way. Oh, it'll go away of its own accord. Oh, seriously, it is just outrageous. But anyway, it goes on to say here, apart from practical measures like increasing police presence in neighbourhoods and upping the amount of security cameras around public places, Darren Halpin said, politicians needed to become more aware of Cairns citizens' lived experiences. They can't be unaware. It's front and centre media every day, these outrages. They can't be unaware. They just choose to look the other way. Pretend they don't know. It's just outrageous. But anyway, Darren's on the line, Managing Director, Halpin Property Group. G'day, Darren.
How are you, John?
This is about as bad as it comes in so many ways. These are kids. These are kids just having fun, as kids should be allowed to do. But the fact that not only were the bikes stolen, but their lives were threatened as well by these creeps.
Yeah, mate, that's what got me going. You know, fair enough, stealing, which is not on anyway, but when they threaten your kids in broad daylight amongst other people and they're so brazen to walk past them to their bikes, hop on their bikes and then ride back past and threaten them, don't come after us or we'll bash you. Mm. It's like, it's like we're living in PNG or some other country, right, where crimes happen and people get away with it. Like, we can't let this happen. And I rang Michael Healy about it because I thought he should know how bad it was. And Michael was ropeable, as he said, mate, if I was the parent, I'd be feeling the same way as you. And he told me that they're putting on more police and they've increased their police budget. And I said, look, that's fine, Michael, but we need to fix it now. Mm. And we need to find a way to make these kids accountable and put them in jail. I don't care what you do. I don't want these kids who did this on the streets, and they shouldn't be allowed to be on the streets.
Yeah.
And I've had so many phone calls since I posted online and since the article in the paper. There was one story from the same evening. Four cars pulled up at a cul-de-sac out at Smithfield. 17 kids jumped out and ransacked the whole cul-de-sac, checked every car, every house, trying to steal and cause mischief. And then they drive off. It's like, surely this is organised crime, armed robbery. These kids, they will grow up to be 18-year-olds who do the same thing. And if we don't stop them now and put them in jail, and all the do-gooders are going to whinge, I don't care what the do-gooders think. Mm. Once they get robbed or bashed, they will change their opinion.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. In my experience, they don't. They're just so, they're just tuned out to reality, and yet they have a huge say in what governments decide to do, and that's invariably nothing in emergencies like this. So I'm not convinced about that, but let's look at what needs to be done. They have to be restrained because these are what are called recidivist offenders. They can't help themselves. Or why would they try to help themselves? There's no penalty. There's no consequences. In fact, they go on the net and brag about it. So there's a reward for them, actually. I mean, it's just outrageous that nobody says, well, we've got to limit their access to the internet or whatever. We've got to limit their access to freedom after certain hours or whatever. And above all, these are people that could have a future that's not Lotus Glen. If only there was some intervention when they are 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 to give them a future that's not behind bars. But nobody seems to be interested in that.
But and look, I think it's as bad as people are now arming themselves to protect themselves.
Yes.
You know, and women shouldn't have to live in fear when their husbands are away working, that someone's going to break into their house and come into their personal space and wreck their next 12 or 6 or 18 months of their life living in fear. It's just absolute BS. You know, if anyone comes into my yard, good luck getting out. That's all I say.
Well, I'm happy you were saying that because people have got to become a bit more aware that they need to protect themselves because there's no way that any number of police is going to be able to handle this explosion, this tidal wave of crime. And these are children who are learning at an early age. Imagine what they're going to be like when they're young adults. They're going to be even more dangerous. Now, listen to this. This is a comparison. This may be contributing to why we get nothing done out of a parliament in far-off Brisbane. Now, these are the comparison rates. This is Brisbane versus Cairns. Unlawful entry here in Cairns is more than 2.5 times the rate of Brisbane. 2.5 times the rate of Brisbane. You go on, assault rate in Cairns is 4 times the rate of Brisbane. Look what's happening in our pride of possession, our lovely CBD that people from around the world want to visit. We've got an assault rate 4 times the rate of Brisbane. It goes on and on. Serious assault, more than 3 times the rate of Brisbane. Sexual offences, more than double Brisbane. And now the car theft figure. I mean, this is just the most outrageous situation that nothing is done about these kids. They just go out and steal car after car after car. Oh, look, don't do it again. And, of course, within an hour and a half, they've gone and stolen another car. The juvenile justice system's a train wreck. Unlawful use of a motor vehicle, that's car theft, more than double the Brisbane rate. Property offences, double Brisbane, it just goes on and on. I mean, you get an idea, they look up here and they say, oh, look the other way. Hopefully it'll go away. I mean, it's outrageous that nobody in the parliament in Brisbane looks to the north and says, my God, this is an emergency.
And it is. And look, I've been thinking long and hard about solutions. And you imagine if each suburb had a little police beat where there were 2 or 3 policemen there all the time, right? So they were there ready to act quickly whenever an offence had occurred. That might deter them long-term from coming into certain areas and offending. It would cost a fortune, but as citizens, we pay rates, we pay taxes, we need protection, and the courts aren't doing it.
No.
They let them out. You know, as you say, the police are exasperated with the situation, right? Because they come and they see every parent whose kids have been harmed or stolen from, and the parents want to kill someone.
Yeah.
And the cops have to calm people down, but they get it. They know how bad it is, right?
Yes.
And it's just, you know, people call us, you know, it's these little kids who get away with blue murder, and it just has to stop, because otherwise some parent's going to shoot them or break their legs or something. And then that parent's in trouble for protecting their own property.
That's right. Or, for that matter, their own children. No, it's correct. Outrageous. Look, Darren, I'm heartened by the fact that you have thought about these matters long and hard, and largely because you've become a victim. I want people out there that haven't yet become a victim to know that it's probably the way it's going, only a matter of time. Please put the energy into thinking long and hard. Once you come up with options, get them out there, and we've got all, in one voice, demand action. Or this beautiful city of ours is going to go to the dogs.
Well, mate, these kids are like feral animals, right?
Yes.
And they need to be treated like feral animals.
Mm.
Put them in a cage, catch them, put them away, out of sight, out of mind.
Whatever,
seriously.
Whatever it takes, we've got to save our city and save our families. Darren, I appreciate your contribution today. Yes. Thank you. He's the Managing Director of Health and Property Group, but more importantly, he's the parent who spoke out to the Cairns Post, page 24, Saturday's Cairns Post, Darren Halpin.